Montana State University Billings welcomes you to this internet broadcast of Yellow Jacket Sports.
Welcome to the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show. Canada Blue back this week talking with Steve Smith, the head coach of the Montana State University Billings Lady Yellow Jacket volleyball team. And finally, I got an opportunity to watch Coach Smith's team play this weekend as they held an invite here at Alterwitz Gym. Ended up splitting, losing their first two matches, one against GNACFO, Northwest Nazarene, and then a five-set thriller to Northern State. But then after that, they would come back the next day. And how about this? They would end up sweeping both the University of Mary and Dickinson State. Coach, I know that first day was just a little bit, was obviously disappointing to you, but you had to be awfully pleased, I would think, with the way the girls responded on Saturday.
Oh, definitely. We've seen steady improvement throughout the year so far. Sometimes when you see that, you see a step back before you see a step forward. I would have liked us to play it a little bit better on Friday, but we responded really well, especially after a really tough loss against Northern State. Girls came in Saturday morning, played a Mary team that beat us in five at their place, and I think a very tough team, and handled them really well, beat them 3-0, and then later on in the afternoon against a Dickinson State team did the same sort of thing.
You know, I know, and I haven't known you very long, but I've figured out that you're a coach that, like many coaches, you don't like to make excuses and stuff. But you've talked a lot about the need to be more consistent with this team. And so since you're not going to make excuses, I'll do it for you. The fact that you've got a very young team, isn't that kind of a byproduct of that? And I know that sooner or later, you know, you can't use that anymore because the more matches they get into them, they're really not just freshmen anymore. But that's kind of a product of having a young team, some of that inconsistency, don't you think?
Oh, yeah, definitely. But, you know, you have things that are within your control and things that are outside of your control. And so outside of your control, things like the officials, what the other team's doing. But the things that are in your control are the things that you do on a day-to-day basis. And, you know, within a match, you know, things like footwork, things like, you know, individual technique. And I get a little upset when we drop off in that, because that is something that you can do every day and every opportunity you step between the lines. So playing good defense is always within your control. And, you know, I expect that we have a consistent effort with that. You know, offense is typically the last thing that comes around and that you can do well every single night. And that's maybe the byproduct of having such a young team is our offensive performance sometimes.
You know, I did want to ask you, I want to talk about some of these freshmen that you've got on your team and during the second part of the coach's show, but because I actually thought you had some nice performances from them. But one thing that really kind of stood out in my mind as I was watching this, and I wish I'd have kept track of it, and I know we talk about her a lot, so let's get it out of the way, Devin Crotto. The one thing I noticed, and I think this is partly, again, a byproduct of being a veteran player, obviously there's a talent level there too, but the one thing you notice about Devin, if Devin were to go up there and say she hits a ball in the net, I wish I'd have counted the number of times that Hillary went right back to her, and then all of a sudden she'd slam it home. That's the difference, I think, sometimes between a veteran and a freshman is you don't see those, bad stretches that last a long time, because Devin would just come right back, and it's kind of like a wide receiver who drops a ball and say, okay, let's throw it right back at him, and all of a sudden they score a touchdown. I was very impressed with that.
Oh, yeah, and it's an easy decision to set Devin, or frankly to set Jen. Jen had a wonderful weekend too. So, no one loses confidence in them when they make a hitting error, and I'd have to say that's the same thing with the younger players too, that we're not into that thing where we're going to go away from someone because we don't have confidence in them. We are working on our offense. We need to run our middles more. Our middles, I think, had a really good weekend. We're starting to establish them, and we need that. Once you can establish the middle on the right side and have them be offensive threats, it's even going to make it easier for Devin and for Jen to get kills on the outside.
One person we haven't talked a lot about, and I think probably looking, of course, you've got a number of young girls on your team that I hadn't got to see until this year, but I think the most vast improvement from last season is the play of Hillary Morrison. I thought she was very good this weekend. When she was, when she got a good serve receive or she got a good pass, I really thought she was money in terms of her sets. I thought she did an outstanding job for you.
Oh, absolutely. She's worked really hard in the preseason and her specialty sessions and, again, day-to-day during practice. And someone you haven't seen set is Morgan Moss, who is a setter/defensive specialist, and I've seen vast improvement by both of them. You know, the thing that you get from Hillary is, you know, her leadership and composure on the court. And that's something, you know, if you have this blazingly fast setter with great hands, if they don't have that, I think your offense struggles at times. So we're blessed to have a player like that running the offense, where she's really steady. She makes good decisions. When you give the ball high enough for her to get to it, she's going to deliver a great ball.
We're going to talk more about some of those younger players. You mentioned Morgan Moss. I want to talk a little bit more about her coming up on the second part of the Coach's Show.
At First Interstate Bank, we have the world's smallest checkbook, the First Interstate Visa check card. Use your check card like a check anywhere Visa debit cards are accepted. Use it at gas pumps and grocery stores to make everyday errands more convenient. Or use your check card to get cash at over 130 First Interstate day and night teller ATMs across Montana and Wyoming. Best of all, it's free. There are no annual or monthly fees. It's a checkbook. It's an ATM card. It's First Interstate's check card. First Interstate Bank, member FDIC.
And welcome back to the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show, talking with Steve Smith, the head coach for the Montana State Billings volleyball team. You alluded to a player that I was very, very impressed with this weekend, Morgan Moss. I realize she did a lot of other things on the court, but I think particularly, serving. I thought she brought a lot of energy to the court. And it doesn't always show, you know, everyone always looks at service aces, and she had a few of those, mind you. But I think there were very few times when Morgan was up to serve where you got that sort of what I call volleyball 101, where you get the serve, receive, the set, and the kill. Just about every time it turned into a free ball and really gave you a good opportunity to get some points.
Oh, definitely. The serve, we look at it as an opening attack. And what you try to do with the serve is you maybe pick on a weak player on the other team, or you have a tactical serve trying to disrupt their serve-receive patterns. And anytime you can do that and get the other team down to maybe one offensive option or where they have to save the ball over the net, we're good to go offensively. So, yeah, she has a real nasty float serve. It's low to the top of the net. It moves around. Sometimes it drops off the table and it gives other teams fits. And we look at that ace-to-error ratio. We want to be one-to-one or better ace to error, but anytime you're disrupting the other team, it's really helping us out.
Let me be honest with you, if there were one area where I thought that maybe your team really stood out, and I think even over Northwest Nazarene, I thought it was your service game. Now, I know as a coach you see things that I don't see, but I thought for the most part, I know if you got one service error, it's probably too much to a coach, but for the most part, you didn't have a lot of those. You got a fair number of aces, and again, what we just talked about with Morgan disrupting, she wasn't the only one. I thought as a team, it seems like you're a very strong serving team.
Oh, yeah, definitely. It's one of the things we work on day-to-day in practice, also with our serve-receive, and what's good for us is since we're such tough servers, we get to see that day-to-day in practice as a passing team. So you want some of your toughest competition to be in practice day-to-day, and certainly in that phase of the game, we get to see that. It's not just Morgan. You know, Devin has real nasty float serves, Jody Lutz. Mm-hmm. But we're able to also mix it up with different looks. Like Jen goes back, she serves a topspin ball. Hillary has really good placement with her float. We have any of our players can go back there and serve the ball and have it be a weapon for us.
Talking about some of your younger players, very impressed with Hannah Johnson. I thought she played some real nice minutes for you. Jody Lutz got stronger as the tournament went on. Of course, both those players, just freshmen, won a red shirt. But Melissa Porter, I thought she made a big difference in the second day with her blocks. And not necessarily always getting the point, but just getting the ball, you know, on those kills where it'd get high enough that somebody could chase it down. I thought the taller youngsters on your team, I thought, really started to kind of develop, and we saw some of that maturation process this weekend.
Oh, definitely. Blocking, you know, we should be a blocking team. Blocking is, I think, one of the hardest skills to get a knack for. What we're trying to do is make sure that, you know, all the time on a second tempo ball, we have a good double block, that we're preventing the other team from swinging away into the middle of our court. You know, as a blocker, it's great to get those terminal plays, but if you're channeling the ball to your defenders, you're doing a good job. And so it's something that I saw a vast improvement on this weekend, and we're going to continue to get better with it. And it's all about, you know, footwork, reading, making the right choices. Balance is probably the most important thing, balanced on setter's contact. But as they get used to the system that we're using and playing against other teams, their reading is going to get a lot better. And as they read better, you're going to see their blocking get better.
I'm going to use I don't know if you're a golfer, but I'm going to use a golf analogy here. It really fascinated me, and as I was doing the play-by-play for the games this week on msubillings.edu/athletics, it occurred to me, and I already alluded to what I like to call sort of textbook volleyball 101, the serve, receive, the set, and the kill. It's like maybe once a year it happens with me where I hit that perfect drive, and it always occurs to me, geez, that felt so easy. Why can't I do that all the time? When it works like that, it always looks so easy, and I always wonder why it doesn't happen more. I suppose you're glad it doesn't, because if it did, then the other team could be doing it all the time. But, boy, you had a lot of those, I thought, particularly in the second day, where it was just that great pass, great set, and kill. And again, going from one day to the next, and I know there was, you know, one could argue that there's maybe different levels of competition on the other side, but nonetheless, we saw a lot of good things in the second day in that regard.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And again, passing, that's one of those things that's within your control as far as your technique and as far as your footwork. And we saw a concentrated effort by our primary passers, which are Devin Jen and Jill Trabing. And they did a really good job. And you know, we have a passing rating system that we use. You know, it's a numbered system. So 3 is a perfect pass. That's where you can get all options of your offense in play. 2s, you know, we can still, it's a little bit off the net. We can still run our outside hitters. 1 is we're saving the ball over the net, maybe giving a free ball. And a 0 is when we get aced. And so, you know, we want to be up in the mid 2s on our serve receive. And you know, we're close to that. And anytime you're close to that, you're clicking offensively out of serve receive.
What do you see as some of the biggest issues still that you're kind of dealing with coming out of the weekend as you get set for this big trip to Alaska?
Again, it's consistency, and it's consistency, I think, with just kind of like that attitude and presence on the court. We know we can play well, but when the other team runs off a couple of points, we tend to shut down a little bit. And when you shut down, you're now reacting and waiting to see what the other team does rather than reading and anticipating. So, you know, the message to the girls after the match on Friday night that we lost against Northern State was, you know, I don't care what the score is. We're up 2, we're down 2. I need to see my team out on the court at all times. And I don't care what the score is. You compete. You have that same presence. You have that same attitude all the time.
That comes down to dictating the action. We'll take a break, and when we come back, we'll talk about the big trip to the Great North coming up as they get set to take on Alaska Fairbanks and Alaska Anchorage this Thursday and Saturday. We'll be back with the third part of the Coach's Show with Steve Smith.
Jim, the theme of our next float is ice cream. Now, get this, it's a float of an ice cream float. Get it?
Oh, yeah, that is clever stuff.
Well, that's what the first annual Farmers Insurance Agent Matt Clark Parade is all about, Jim. You know, Matt was extremely clever in helping the parade sponsor choose just the right coverage.
So when she had that fire, she came out smelling like a rose.
Farmers Insurance Agents help you get the right coverage. Farmers Insurance, do you love your insurance agent?
And welcome back to the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show. Ken Adablu along with Steve Smith, the head coach for the Montana State Billings volleyball team. Boy, big weekend for you. You got a haul here. You're taking off to Alaska Fairbanks to play on Thursday and then Alaska Anchorage on Saturday. Obviously, right now, 0-1 in the GNAC is at Northwest Nazarene. You know, obviously was a GNAC game. Take a look at this, and boy, this is such a tough road trip. You know, even getting beyond, you know, the competition, you know, arguably one of the tougher road trips of the year, but nonetheless a very, very important one for you.
Oh, yeah, both teams are playing well right now. Fairbanks and Anchorage both went to Hawaii and did well there. Haven't seen Fairbanks play yet. We're downloading their film this afternoon. Same thing with Anchorage. I do know Anchorage has a new outside hitter, a 6'3" girl from Germany who's a big threat. But, you know, regardless, you go up there, it's a tough place to play in both gyms, especially at Fairbanks with the crowds that they have. But, you know, you got to go. And I'm happy to be going in September rather than October or November up there just because of the weather. But, you know, we'll be ready to go. We'll be ready to compete. They know it's an important week for them. You know, we want to go up there and get at least a split up there, if not win both of them. But, you know, travel in the conference, it's just what it is. So, you know, I don't like going on that trip because it's so long. You're going up to Alaska. Once we're there, I'm fine, and the girls kind of look at it the same way. But, you know, it's something you got to do. And the turnaround is they got to come to our place. You know, it's the same amount of travel coming here as it is going there.
I think the big thing about going on the road, and I hope I can get this across clearly, but and I think this is almost any time you play a GNAC team, is there's just really no room for error. I mean, you can't go on the road and struggle in any particular areas. It seems like you have to at least be solid kind of throughout because, you know, frankly, careful how I say this, but you're not going to get the calls on the road typically. The other team is going to be up being in front of their home crowd. You're really, maybe you don't have to be spectacular, but you certainly have to be steady, and you certainly have to avoid some of those unforced errors we've talked about.
Oh, yeah, definitely, and that falls under the categories of the controllables and the uncontrollables. You know, we can't control the officials at their place, the environment, the crowds, anything like that, but we can control who we are, you know, point by point. And you know, when you're on the road in a tough environment, you have to kind of let all those things go. The fans, you know, you can look at hostile fans that they're either for or against you, that sort of thing. And I liked playing in front of hostile people, you know, trying to give them a shut up. And I think we have players on the team who kind of have that same attitude. So, it's tough playing on the road, but everybody has to do it. You know, it's not an excuse that you play away if you don't play very well. And really what we're looking for is a good performance. And if you take care of all the small things within a good performance, usually wins are a byproduct of that.
Yeah, it should be noted, too, that you're battle-tested on the road. I mean, you already had, this is a long trip for you, but how about going down to Hawaii and playing there? You ended up splitting down there, ended up with a winning record the next week at the University of Mary tournament. So it's not like this team isn't road-tested, so that's got to offer you a little bit of encouragement, even though I know each week is different.
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, and you know, playing on the road, it's, you know, with volleyball players, they grow up playing club ball and high school ball, but especially during club ball, you're never in the same gym. You never have like a home environment. So I think a lot of the players that have a lot of club experience don't look at it the same way as, say, a basketball player does, where there's a huge difference between a home and an away venue.
Well, I should make mention one match I'm really excited about. We won't talk about that now, but we'll be talking about it next week. And when you come back that Tuesday, you're going to be taking on Rocky Mountain College, and I'm really looking forward to that. That'll be a nice battle. But right now you've got Alaska Fairbanks and Alaska Anchorage, and obviously that's a huge weekend for it. Well, let me ask you about Rocky real quick, because we're going to have a very quick turnaround. Obviously, from the standpoint, you've been coaching long enough, you know the neatness about these inner-city rivals, and they're always fun.
Oh, yeah. I don't know anything about Rocky Mountain College other than, you know, I had a player that almost came up here to play for them, and she actually followed me to Fort Hays State instead. You know, I don't really know anything about the personnel, haven't met the coach, but I do know when you have that rivalry across town that you want to, you know, want to come away with it with the win because of just bragging rights. And I think the girls are really looking at that one. They're not looking past the Alaska matches, but they look at both of the Rocky matches as a point of pride that they want to come away with two wins.
Yeah, obviously, had there not been the quick turnaround, I wouldn't even ask you about it. But Alaska, obviously, these are very important games, GNAC games on the road. Best of luck to you, Coach.
Great. Thanks a lot.
This has been the Coach's Show with Ken Adeblue and Steve Smith, and we'll talk to him again next week. Thanks, everyone.
The Yellow Jackets and Montana State University thank you for logging on and listening to Yellow Jacket Sports.